Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, it is another edition. That was a weird yo.
Yeah, it was.
The High Hopes Podcast presented by the wonderful people over at Miller Lite, the wonderful brand, the wonderful beer. We love Miller Lite. Celebrate responsibly. That was a weird yo because I don't really know what to think about this Phillies team right now. Here's what I will say, and I will make this promise from myself. Now, Jack Fritz can't contain him. He does what he does. There's no pigeonholing him. There's no putting him in a box. But I promise you that at no point during this podcast will I say that. I won't do it.
But you just said
it. But I said I won't say it. That's what I said.
But if I cut that audio,
you could.
Luckily, and I would drop it in later, and just like, they would have no idea that you didn't say it.
That's a decent point. So I'm a bit of a mistake there.
I think you should bleep it out. Okay, in all seriousness, I think you should bleep it out.
I like
out.
That. All right.
Yeah. The Phils are bleep.
I will not say bleep.
Yeah.
That's it. We're done. Good. I think it's a great idea. I will bleep it out if I remember.
So you can say that
hit
all you
want. On the bleep remembering the history of this podcast.
I will write it down right now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Look at you, notes guy.
I'm a notes guy. You know why I'm a notes guy, James?
Because you're a pro.
Because I'm dumb. I'm sort of like a goldfish where I forget like the point that I wanted to make, you know? So I have to make sure I write it down.
It's called baby brain. I get it.
Yeah.
I've been there.
I think I'm actually adjusted. I'm good.
Okay, so I am not. I think
well aware.
I have what's called morning show brain. Now, literally yesterday, Emily, I said something and I don't remember what it was, but it was dumb. And Emily turns to me, she's like, "Man, you've been really dumb these days." I'm like, "Thanks, man." Yep.
I'm
tired all the time.
I will say, in talking to you recently, you do remind me of Elaine. Like when Elaine, in that episode where she stops, you know.
Sure.
That's like talking to you right now.
Yeah. I'm a lot dumber than I used to be, man.
Yeah, you sure are.
I was smart. I felt really good about my level of intelligence.
It's gone.
Turns out sleep's important.
Yeah.
They always said it. I was like, come on. It's important.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Sleep matters.
It's good stuff. So it is an interesting time to be a Phillies fan. I'll say that.
Yes, summing it up well.
It's
an interesting time.
Because in our past, we would come on and we'd be boisterous.
Yes, three straight. Sweeping the Blues. We swept the Blue Jays.
Again, I can't do a two-game series with a sweep. It doesn't compute in my head. They've won three straight. They had the sweep.
According to Major League, that's a winning streak.
Correct.
Yes.
But I will say this. You smell that?
Uh-oh.
You smell that?
What am I smelling?
You smell that run that's coming? Come on, man. You smell the run that's about to come for the Phils?
You just rope-a-dope me there. I did not see that guy.
You don't see that? You don't smell it? I smell it. I really do. I really, smell this run coming. I really do.
Confident Jack has worked really well.
Rangers coming back on Saturday. Yeah. Bryce is back in the lineup. Listen, Bohm's struggling right now, but the fact that they have
not just Bohm.
I know. The young kids are struggling.
Stodd's struggling. I mean, Marsh really is not as much.
He's going to lead the National League in OPS.
I mean, yeah. When you drop from 1,200 to 911, it is a drop.
Right.
But yes. But yeah, I mean, like Stodd. Stott's got like a 310 on base percentage or something. Like,
I know.
What?
I know.
That happened.
I know. And it's the ebbs and flows of a baseball season.
Yes.
Like when they were hot at the beginning of the season, the old guys were cold.
Yep.
So like, whatever.
You know who's the only person who stayed out the whole time?
Your boy Nick Castellanos?
Nick Castellanos, man. All dude does, rake.
I mean, obviously the team MVP so far. He's hitting over 300.
All jokes aside, without a doubt, he's the team MVP.
Great defense.
Yeah.
Like we always said.
I mean, another one last night. What? Like, that catch was great.
And he stole a base yesterday? Five-tool player.
Yeah, five-tool, right.
Except the lollipop arm still. Yeah. But regardless.
And, you know, he's been making amazing catches when he gets to them. Might not get to all.
No,
okay?
No.
That happens.
No, you know? And definitely Schwarber and Castellanos in the corner is definitely not keeping me up at night. But, yeah, it's just like you look at how they are right now, and I'm not going to use the B word because I don't want to use the B word. We have a negative connotation with it. Like, I just whatever.
Yeah.
But
no B word.
But when this thing starts to turn, Mm-hmm. And the Dodger series was bad. They were on the turn, and they took a minor step back. Minor step back.
Five straight minor step backs.
Yeah, yeah. But Ranger back on Saturday.
Yep.
Lineup will eventually, like, it's naive to think a lineup's hot at the same time. Like, it just doesn't happen.
It never happens. We always say every year, we're like, oh, and it never happens.
It's not possible. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's just not.
But they have enough talent in it to where it can supplement guys who work cold.
No doubt.
You know, and you just look at it with Bryce especially being back, and it's just like, there's no, like, Stott right now is an easy out, but like,
he's not necessarily an easy out. He still does work at bats.
Yes,
like,
he does.
I give him credit. Like, he does go up there and he works counts and he fouls balls off. He just has not been hitting the ball where they ain't.
Right. He doesn't have the exit hits right now. But at the same time, I agree with you. He's working a ton of pitches. They are 3-0 in their last three with him with the new lineup.
Yeah, undefeated. Yeah. As soon as they made the switch.
Yep. You got to factor that in.
Yeah. They might never lose again with him in the
league. Well, that'd be good for the brand because we're complaining about it. But yeah, like, the lineup is just going to be good. Like,
imagine we were so upset they were 17-19. Now they're 119. How cool is that?
I know. It's pretty crazy. Best team ever. So, you know, like, the lineup, I think, is going to be fine. I think Ranger coming back is a major lift to this team. The Alvarado injury stinks, right?
But, like, it's a real bummer.
It is a bummer. But they actually, it's not going to crumble. It's not going to crumble the bullpen.
Especially
and,
if Sir Anthony looks like he did last night.
And Strom is back. So Strom's in the bullpen. Yeah. So they have another lefty option to where it's not like.
And you already had Soto to begin with, so.
Correct. Correct. So I'm just saying, I know you're not smelling it. I know that there might not be a lot of people out there that are currently smelling the Phils run.
Smelling it.
But I hear it. Let's just put it this way. It's like when you were younger and it's like a weekend morning and your parents are already downstairs.
Nothing better.
Right? Your parents are already downstairs. They're cooking up breakfast. And when you wake up, you smell the hint of the bacon, right?
Uh-huh.
You smell a hint of the bacon. Uh-huh. That's me right now smelling this Phils run. Smelling this Phils run.
Is that a Lehigh Valley shout out?
Sure. Go Pigs, man. Go on. I can't believe it's been 15 years with the Iron Pigs, by the way.
Has it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I was a Wilkes-Barre Scranton Barons. Wasn't that what they were?
Yeah.
The Red Barons.
The Red Barons.
Yeah.
Look at you.
So, but yeah, it's just.
You're feeling it.
I am. Beating.
real quick.
Beating Gosman and Manoah has done some. They didn't really beat Gosman.
No, they didn't.
But they worked enough pitches.
Literally did not beat Gosman.
to get him out of the game.
Zero runs.
But, I don't know if you can deny this, because good luck with that. But they won the game that
Gosman
started. So
they did.
Factor
Dude,
that
Swanson
in.
Was annoying. He annoyed me, Swanson.
Yeah. Well, my problem with any Swanson now is I just always just keep saying in my head, like, Samsonite, Swanson, you know what I mean? Like,
I was so close.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my problem with Swansons.
Yeah, it's a good one. You've really been in Dumb and Dumber lately.
Wow, that's
because
I feel
like we've gotten a lot of Dumb and Dumber quotes from you recently.
Well,
it's good work.
Because I would say that this podcast right now is Dumb and Dumber.
Which one am I?
I don't know. I'm definitely more Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, I'm definitely Jim Carrey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which makes me dumber, I think.
Yes.
They're pretty close.
They're both pretty dumb.
They're pretty close.
They're both pretty dumb. So, how's that?
It's good.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. No problem.
All right, let's start with the Alvarado injury, because I think that is clearly the biggest news since we last spoke. Elbow inflammation, you know, Thompson said he's a little concerned. I think anyone would be a little concerned with any sort of elbow injury to a pitcher.
That throws 100.
Throws 100 miles an hour, exactly. How concerned are you?
Talk to me in a week.
I know what you mean. Don't know right now.
If it's a week from now, they're like, yeah, he'll be back. It was more precautionary than anything. He did say after the game that they got a good news on the elbow thing, which is good.
Which is great.
But at the same time, like, the way they've talked about injuries recently has just annoyed me. Like, because they just give you hope when they're like, hey, he could have gone today. And then, like, oh, wait, no, he's actually on the IL.
Well, and then also the Bryce thing just totally, like, obscures everything.
Yeah, true.
It's like all this positivity, it turned out true. So now it's like, all right, they positive. He's like, Bryce, we'll be back.
I know. Maybe they're just overly positive about injuries. And then they're just like, yeah, we'll see what happens in the morning. And then they come back in the morning. It's like, well, there's a 15-day IL soon. So,
yeah, well, even like Reese, remember, Topper's like, well, he's walking around.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was the worst. Yeah. He's walking around the clubhouse. Might be all right.
I can't believe it. He looked all right.
So. What are you talking? next day, done for the year.
Boom, like immediately. Like, what are we doing here? Next morning, it was like, yeah.
He had us hoping for one night that everything was going to be all right.
I believed him, too. I was such a sucker there. You didn't. You were better. I remember being like, so we were talking about should we pod, should we not? I was like, let's wait. We're going to pod, and it's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks or whatever. You're like, I don't think so. I'm like, look what Topper said.
I know.
I was like, thanks, Topper.
I know. Well, quick thing on Reese. Imagine him in this lineup.
It's so annoying that he's out. It's so annoying.
I know.
Like, it is. It has mattered.
And I talked about this on the final out the other night, but the most underrated part of Bryce coming back for me is obviously, like, his presence, whatever. But they finally have another guy that's, like, patient. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, they have so many aggressive guys in the lineup that he balances.
Oh, like Trey Turner?
Yeah. he walked again yesterday. That's two straight games at the walk, so.
Dude, his K percentage is 25.7. He's, like, 18 for his career.
Awesome.
That's drastic. He is striking out at a significantly higher clip than he ever has.
What about his 6-for-33 with runners in scoring position?
What about, like, he's another guy who's like a 310 OBP or whatever. OBP!
What about 2-for-19 in late and close situations?
Is that good? Is that what we want?
He'll be all right.
He'll be fine. All right.
We'll just keep saying it.
Next season, he's going to be awesome. All right? That's what happens.
We
sign big guys. They suck for a year, and then they're good.
I'm just saying. I'm praying for the Trey Turner turnaround. Like, cannot wait for it.
No pun intended.
Because when it happens, if it happens, dude, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, especially this version of Castellanos.
Schwarber. Turner, Schwarber after that, too.
June Schwarber, only June.
That's what I mean, though. Once he gets rolling, I mean, that four in a row is like.
Imagine
if you had said in 2018, we're sitting here plugging away at this little podcast, talking about Rhys Hoskins and how excited we are about Scott Kingery's future and whatever.
And Nick Williams.
And you said to us, hey, in 5 years, your 2 through 5 hitters are going to be Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Nick Castellanos, and Kyle Schwarber. Like,
and JT.
We would have been like, get the bleep out of here. Like, no way. That would not happen. It's not possible.
Would you tell me that our ace is also Zach Wheeler?
I know.
Well, I guess 5 years ago, probably would have been like,
he's okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Come on.
I don't believe in him.
Maybe for the second half or the first half.
One member of this podcast heading into that free agency year said, what dumb team's going to sign him to a $100 million contract?
I remember that.
This guy. Yeah. This guy. So, listen, it's okay. Again, it is funny when you put in perspective everything we've been through to where
really
we are
is.
Now.
It really is.
And they got to figure it out, but they will.
We're in much better shape today than we were 5 years ago. Yeah. I think that's a safe thing to say.
Well, it's funny because 5 years ago, it was like they're a sleeping giant.
Yeah.
You know? Well, they're getting close. They're getting close. But yeah, like they just, that's, a, I forget where you
were. Alvarado.
Alvarado. Alvarado.
I thought you were going to get back to it there. I was like, oh, he's got this.
Alvarado. So like a week from now, he was on the 13th. They made it retrospective or whatever. So it's 13 instead of 15.
Not retrospective.
It's not retrospective?
No.
What is retrospective?
Retrospective is like looking back on a time.
Okay,
or
but
like
they made it retroactive.
Thank you.
Retroactive.
Well done.
Dumb and dumber, dude. I told
you're
you.
Right.
So they made it retroactive for 13 days, whatever. So a week from now, if they're like, they're looking to extend it or he's already pitching up in Lehigh Valley, like whatever. But I right now I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because he just didn't look right. Like, he didn't look right couple hours.
We literally talked to him on the last pod. You literally said it on the last pod.
So I hope it's just like a shutdown and it could work out well for the Phillies.
Well, that's what I was about to say. You know, you might have been a thing where we've talked about like the kind of thing where at some point they would have had to give him a few weeks, a month off anyway.
Yeah.
You know, with the workload.
And I guess this is the pocket to do it if they wanted to. I mean, the schedule lightens up a little bit.
Yeah, you get the Rays, you get the D-backs, you get some of these. And D-backs have played well, but.
Yeah.
I mean, not the Rays, the Rockies.
I was going
to
say.
I meant to say the Rockies. I don't know why I said the Rays.
Well, we're doing well so far.
Yeah. Dumb and dumber, man.
Rocky. Well, they go Rockies, Giants.
Rockies, Giants, then home for the D-backs, I believe.
Okay. Hopefully Zach Gallen's not pitching.
Someone else Zach Gallen, you mean the best pitcher in baseball, Zach Gallen?
Should have made him my Cy Young ticket.
Dude, he is, that's what I get for opening it. That's actually Leslie Knope. How about that?
Oh, nice.
Trying to get into, it won't stop. Shouts Leslie Knope. Okay, so go, oh yeah, this is good. So it goes Rockies, Giants, Cubs, D-backs. Like, that's a nice 12-game stretch there.
Yeah.
Then you get the Braves-Mets for the first time. But then after that, you get 6 against the Nationals and the Tigers. You got the A's coming up in June. You know,
Schwarber's going to be on fire.
Oh, June Schwarber's going to be.
They better go 20-6 in June.
Well, they do have the Braves and, you know, Mets.
They're done.
The Dodgers again, but no big deal.
Don't the Mets have a worse record than us?
Do they? Are we at that point?
No, I don't know. I don't know. The Phillies got. No, I think they're the same
record.
It's
pretty close, I would guess. Here, I can look that
up. I feel like it's the same record. But either way, like, this is a pocket if you wanted to give him a little bit of a breather so that he is good in August and September. Hopefully,
same record, by the way.
Same record.
18-19.
So you go August, September, and then hopefully into October. Whereas last year, you know, obviously he got sent down in the middle of the year. Then he ran out of gas. You know, like one of the. Like Alvarado
at the worst possible
is the worst possible time. Just was not good, and it's fine. Like he pitched a ton of innings.
It happens.
But like yeah. I mean, if he was Alvarado that we'd seen most of the year in the World Series, they very well could have won it.
Yeah, so, without a doubt. Yeah.
Besides game one, he's great in game one.
Yeah, that's tough. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Yeah, I mean, obviously we all remember how it played out. I'm concerned, but I'm not to the point where I'm that concerning, especially if they're saying they got good news on the MRI. I think that's a real positive. So
hopefully,
fingers crossed.
Hopefully.
All right. Speaking of real good news, though, how about Zach Wheeler yesterday?
Yes.
Like that was that 99 early. Like, I know the velocity decreased a little bit as it went on, but he was still able to dial it up a bit and just locked it against a really, really good Toronto lineup. Completely locked in, made one mistake to Brandon Belt. I didn't even know Brandon Belt was still playing, but sure, Brandon Belt in
He's
Toronto.
He's been around forever. No doubt about it.
Just had a career. Like,
and was
just,
never that
great.
Good.
Never great, but he was one who was supposed to be. Everyone was yes. so excited. But like he was just always around. I mean, he's won World Series. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been around.
Good defensive player.
He's just lasted. Good for him. Like, he's got his 10-year vet thing, all that stuff. Like, good for him. Other than one mistake to Brandon Belt, he was great yesterday.
He was great. He was great. And it was nice. Noah, I thought, was good, too. I know it wasn't, like, dominant shutdown, but I think the most important thing for me was that he was 94 again. Mm-hmm. You know, being 94.
He was back up, yeah.
So I think that was the most important thing to take out of the night. And then hopefully as he continues to go along here, he gets back to being Aaron Nola. So it is funny how last podcast, all worried about those two, and then they go out and they're back to being themselves.
Really well.
So that's a good sign. And Zach Wheeler was great. And he only walked one yesterday. He struck out seven. He went into the
pitched
seven innings.
Yeah.
Only allowed three hits. Like in watching Zach Wheeler yesterday, it was like, oh, there's Zach Wheeler. Like it was like almost a kick your feet up.
It was the first time all season I felt like I was watching Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, like the last 2 years have pretty much been kick your feet up. Zach Wheeler's going to go out and do his thing. Mm-hmm. This is the first time this year. And I know the Astros start was good, but this felt better.
I totally agree.
This felt better. So hopefully he can keep it up. It is interesting, though, and I was going to say it for the take bag, but I got a little – I wonder if something's up with the baseballs again. Ooh. Or something – like or the guns are juiced. Like, all of a sudden, Zach Wheeler's back to 98.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
All of a sudden, Noel's at 94. Kimbrel was 99.
That was like, what is happening? That's a good point, actually. Sir Anthony was back up 98, 99.
Dude, Kenley Jansen was throwing 99 yesterday.
That's a really good point.
So, it was weird. It was weird that in...
They could be juicing the guns.
Now,
that's possible.
Maybe the weather's warmer.
Sure.
That could be a factor.
But it is...
It was a little...
Suspicious.
Well, Gosman was 98 yesterday. I know he can... But it was like everything
consistent.
Was just stupid.
Yeah.
Like his stuff
it's
was
really. I like this take.
It was stupid yesterday.
It's a good
his stuff.
Yeah. Well, he's nasty.
I know. Except,
I mean,
he's weird though because he'll go like 8 earned, 0-0, 7 earned.
Yeah, he's
0-0.
A blow up guy. Yeah, he's a
100% blow up guy.
Yeah, he's a blow up.
Like I think he had a 2-3 ERA before the Red Sox started. He allowed 7 and 3 in the third. So
and then he shuts us out for 7.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I want to keep an eye on. All of a sudden, everyone's back.
That's
to
a really good point. Like it's a really good point.
Like Kimbrel the other night, it was like, hold on, who is that?
Yeah.
Dude,
he looked amazing.
2016 Kimbrel?
He looked amazing last night. And, like he was in a big spot, you know, like, or was it 2 nights ago? It was last night.
Oh, yeah, it was the 10th inning.
It was in extra innings. He was, yeah. I mean, dotting. Yeah. Like he looked like, came and just blew those guys away. First two just blew them away and then gets the weak ground out. Like he was awesome. I couldn't believe it.
The ultimate test of
And really two outings in a row he's been solid.
The ultimate test of this is going to be Gerrit Cole. If Gerrit Cole is throwing 100 with like maybe Spider Attack's back,
ooh, that could be good too. Hey.
But no, like yeah, Kimbrel, what he did in the 10th yesterday, I feel like it's borderline impossible for these guys to not allow a run in extra innings.
Dude, I was shocked. I was like, I was just expecting runs.
Yeah.
I was expecting it.
So, yeah, Kimbrel, I feel like is going to, like, so we've been anti-Kimbrel in a way.
No, you could just
we've
say
been anti-Kimbrel.
Yeah.
But he, for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, made us, like, he was pitching well. And I was like, okay, maybe Kimbrel can do something. I think there was a little overreaction to the Dodgers thing. Like, the Dodgers thing was bad. I agree. But he's been mostly more good than bad.
And also, it just is one of those ones that is ultimately not. Look, he gave, like, he's going to give up a lot more. His ERA goes up way more than it actually was. Like, he gave up a walk-off grand slam, but, like,
yeah,
any hit in that spot wins a game. Like, wasn't,
exactly,
you know, yeah.
But the fact that he was hitting 99 and his fastball looked it.
Like, it's the best he's looked.
Yes.
Personally, I think. In a Phillies uniform, that might be the best. Like, not that I watch every Craig Kimbrel outing, but, you know, we watch a lot of baseball. I've seen him pitch with the Dodgers. I've seen the White Sox. Like, that's the best inning I've seen Craig Kimbrel pitch in years, man.
Yeah.
Personally.
It was a lot. He's even good at his, like, slider or for,
yeah,
or strike.
Dude, it was everything. Like, he was locked in.
So, that was a good sign. And if Alvarado's going to miss time, it's going to be Kimbrel. You know, I mean, yeah. I think they like having Soto and Anthony be more rotating. Kimbrel's closed out a million games in this league.
Fourth most in history, I believe. Yes.
Although him and Jansen.
Oh, no, seventh most or something like that. He's up there, though. He's in the top 10.
Jansen passed him yesterday for.
Did he really? Jansen has that many.
Well, he got to 400 yesterday, and I think
I didn't realize. No, Kimbrel's at 400.
No, he's not.
He's not?
He's at 398, I think.
Really?
They're both, like, going for it at the same time.
Jansen. I didn't realize Jansen had that many. It's because he's on all those Dodger teams for so long, but still. I didn't realize he had that many. Wow.
Yeah. Let me, he's at 397. Jansen's at 400.
So Jansen will lap him, obviously.
Well, yeah, probably. But I think Kimbrel's going to close now for a little bit here until Alvarado's back. And then they can kind of put Soto and Seranthony as the fireman. And then Strom, I guess, steps into that role too. Mm-hmm. You know, he becomes more not long man, not middle inning guy, but. Big spot guy. Like,
he's awesome.
I'm surprised by his strikeout rate.
Dude, like, he's been phenomenal.
Striking out a ton of guys. So those two are there. And then it's like Brogdon is kind of like the keep it close guy.
Bilotti back with Alvarado injury. They brought him back.
Although Brogdon was really good in the eighth the other night.
He was.
In a tight game, which is a good sign to see. And then Nick Nelson's on his way back to do something. We'll see what Nick Nelson
does. Can't wait for that.
I do.
Is Nick Nelson going to be on the roster?
Well,
like, you really think he'll be on the roster?
Well, it could come down to Billy Falter's start on Monday.
It's a really good point. So let's talk about Falter there in this context. Do you think Falter is pitching for his rotation spot right now?
Yes.
So what's the plan if he, because they're putting Strom in the pen. He's in the pen. So what's the plan? Do you think they start Nick Nelson?
Start Nick Nelson.
Really, though?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right, well,
I would let Falter go. I would just see what he. I would bank on
him figuring it out.
Him figuring it out
and being solid.
Their whole idea, I guess, of pushing him back was they want to see an uptick in velocity, which is interesting. But I don't get the sense. Well, it's not very. It's easy to make this case, but I don't get the sense they're thrilled with what he's done this year.
I would doubt they are.
I would say that they're not like, hey,
pretty hard to be thrilled with what the man has done this year.
So maybe like. Maybe it's a Nelson like opener ish kind of thing. The thing about Nelson is that like
he's bad.
Generally has no idea where the baseball is going.
He's not good. Is the takeaway for Nick Nelson?
But dominating in Reading and AAA. So
has he been great?
No, he's been fine. Yeah, he's been good. I don't know. I just like there's no one like as Sanchez. I guess.
Sure. I mean,
not great options.
No. I mean, for what it's worth, I would take Christopher Sanchez over Nick Nelson.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy about any of it. But like, if I had to choose between who would you choose between those two?
Sanchez.
Yeah. I think, you know, but again, like.
Seems like a fun place to be in.
And it's so funny.
How about Bailey? You just figured it out.
Yeah. How about when we were like, oh, they don't even need Andrew Painter.
I know. Whoops. It's okay.
Andrew Painter throwing from 120 feet, though.
And he's doing flat grounds, which means that he should be on a mound soon.
There was palpable excitement, it seemed like, around the clubhouse when he was there that day.
Oh, he's back.
You know, let's go.
It is.
Let's get Andrew Painter out there. Can we win a World Series, please? What's the goal this season?
Well, the goal right now is to get over 500 and
yes.
back into the playoff race.
Well, we could do that in the next couple of days, buddy.
I know.
I mean, well, hold up. They're a game out of the wild card. They're in the playoff race.
You know what's funny? I never look at any of the standings.
I know you don't.
I don't care. Like, yeah. I don't start. I'm such a blinders guy that
it should be. It's smart.
I don't look at the standings.
I look at them just to have general ideas, and I like to know stuff and whatever. But I always said I don't take them at all seriously till June 1st, and even then, like July 1st is when it's like, all right, like we're 8 games out on July 1st. I'm like, all right, this is not good. it's like I wait that long though. That's what I do.
I assume the Braves are like 15 games.
They're 7 games up right now. Only seven.
We're coming.
We're coming.
Yeah.
We're going to catch those second place Marlins soon, though. Don't worry.
By the way, cute little start, Braves, but we're coming.
Cute little
You're
start,
only seven right? games up on the Phillies.
Look, the Braves have some injuries. Like Max Fried hurt again.
I know.
Like that, this could be a lost year for Max Fried. Started the year on the IL. IL again. Like who knows the way that goes. Break the Phillies way a little bit.
Well, the last time they lost a major star, they won the World Series.
No,
so.
Stop. I don't need to hear that.
But that is funny that the Braves have been like, the best team in baseball.
Well, they haven't.
Whatever.
The Rays.
They're close enough.
Remember them? Ever heard of them?
We were never at one point going to be a Rays podcast.
No.
But the best team
not
in
like
the...
like Eric Neander just keeps getting it done.
The best team in the NL or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm just saying, like, if all the buzz is that you're the best team in the NL, the fact that you haven't buried the Phils yet is
great
embarrassing.
Point. It's a great point.
The Phils are under 500.
It is pretty funny that I'd look at the standings and I just pulled them up and the Dodgers are just 23-15 all of a sudden.
Really?
Tough start. Now they're 23-15.
Well, that's because Mookie just started.
Second best record in the National League.
They're back.
They are a machine. They're not even that good this year.
I know. I mean, they're starting like Miguel Rojas at shortstop.
Dude, they got dudes like, and I know James Outman now because I have him in fantasy.
Yep.
So I know.
Doesn't get out, man.
That's good. That's good work by you, man. Wow, you're not the best in the business for nothing.
Yep.
They got dudes I never, like Vargas, pitting bombs for him. Like,
he's one of their top prospects.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, they just bring dudes. My point is, like, they bring dudes up, and it's like, okay, I guess that guy's good now.
Yeah.
James Outman, sure. I guess that guy's good now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Pretty good player development.
Yeah, organizational. Strong organizational development mm-hmm. by them. Yes, in the Rays too. But you know what? Got to win in the postseason, Jack.
Exactly. Is there any podcast better at general baseball talk than us?
No.
Just off the cuff. We broke down the Angels last decade, podcast.
I know.
Talked about, some Dodgers today.
Yeah, there's nothing.
We might as well just be an all baseball podcast.
We could be
point.
If we wanted to.
Yeah.
But who would that be for, Jack?
It would be for no one.
Is it the shame of it is there are very few national baseball
fans. No.
Like the baseball fans care about their team and nothing.
Correct. Like us.
Like honestly, people might have just skipped the last 2 minutes.
What are they doing? Why are they wasting our time? I'm sorry for wasting your time.
I apologize. Let's get to Bryce Harper.
Okay.
I thought last night it was just such a sign of why having that dude back is so important. He's the one who steps to the plate in the ninth. He gets that hit. He scores like. It does feel like since Harper's come back and now that he's, and by the way, we talked about last time, but still just so impressed with how quick his timing is.
Dude, that ball hit
it's absurd.
Was destroyed.
Just crushed it. Like,
he doesn't look hurt.
He doesn't look hurt. He doesn't look like he missed any time. He looks like he's like had spring training. He didn't have spring training. He just stepped into a baseball game, man.
He looks like playoff Bryce.
He looks like, how impressed have you been?
I said this last podcast. The first game he came back, I was like, they should definitely sit him seven. like he's a black hole batting third right now. Like, a terrible idea. And then five for five. It's
one
like,
game.
Okay, he's just back. He is the best. And part of, I think, the 5-game losing streak was I get the sense that they were like,
Bryce is back.
We're fine.
It's kind of like the opposite of last year when he went down that Padres game. They were all like, all right, we got to lift the team up because Bryce is out. The opposite. Oh, Bryce is back. We're good.
Yeah. So I think the Saturday night against the Red Sox was a bit of a wake-up call. They were like, I guess we can't just bank on Bryce coming back and making like our pitching staff great.
Yeah.
And ever since then, like, I thought they've done a really good job of grinding out at bats, and I think they've just done a better job offensively. Like, I thought Tuesday night was like the most fundamentally sound, like solid offensive performance you could find. I mean, they had a hit and run, James.
Yep, they did. Brandon Marsh scoring from first freaking base, dude.
Which I know you growing up watching baseball, something that happened all the time was a hit and run.
Yes, it really did though. Yeah, it was a part of the game.
It's so great. I honestly almost welled up. Like,
it was great to watch too, because like that Brandon Marsh had no business scoring from first, none.
Yeah.
Even to the point where when that was a single to center field.
Mm-hmm.
And the relay throw comes in. The second baseman doesn't even look. Someone like must have yelled at him. He turns around and fires at home, and it was obviously wide and whatever. That was awesome. Yes. That was awesome to watch.
More hit and runs. Good for the sport.
More Brandon Marsh on the base pass.
Correct.
I can't get enough of that.
He is great on the base pass.
He's great. Like, the taking third, like, he's like, normally I'd be like, what are you doing? Why are you taking third there? Like, what are you, like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he had it.
Yep. So I thought Tuesday night, you know, so, like, between that play, between Cassidy leadoff double, they get him over, get him in. Brandon Marsh had a key hit late with Ron in scoring position, made it 7-4, but then stopped. They didn't just stop there, put a ball in play. They made it 8-4, like, fundamentally sound.
And it was 5-4. Like, they needed those runs.
Yes.
Like, those were important runs.
And then yesterday, you know, not getting bunts down will always drive me crazy.
Yeah. Well, how about Edmundo getting it down with 2 strikes? I couldn't believe he actually did it. I was like, bro, it was a mistake. You should not have done that.
Right.
Just
try to steal that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Not the most fundamentally sound, but in the ninth inning, like Castellanos working that at bat.
It was great.
And having your veterans come up in those spots and be able to drive
them
home.
That was a great at bat.
Great at bat.
Really, and laid off like 2 or 3 of those pitches that last year you would have swung at every single one of them. That pitch outside. Like, but you see him and you see him in the moment. Like, it's been impressive.
And he hit one like 450 feet.
Oh, like this close. Dude, I jumped out of my seat. I'm like, Casty, walk off. Let's go.
I know.
I actually do have a quick thought on that, and I get it. Like, number one on my life sports bucket list is to get a foul ball. It always has been. It always will be because I'll probably never get
it. What about a home run ball?
Sure. Ideally a home run ball, but just get me a ball. All right. They went off a bat in a game. All right. Not thrown to me, whatever. Like, I want a foul ball or a home run or whatever. But like, when your team almost wins with a walk-off homer, but then it goes foul, you can't be as excited for the foul ball. I'm
correct.
Sorry. You got to rein it in there. Like, you could be internally excited, but you can't be like, because you just almost won the game and didn't because it went foul. So, little PSA there.
Good take.
Thank you. I felt really strongly about it.
You really did.
I did.
Like, your arms were just shaking.
It's the first thing I
did not think you could possibly get that fired up about a foul ball.
Thank you. It is a good take, though.
It's a good take.
Thank you.
You should not be that excited. No excitment at all.
Thank you.
Oh, well, I got it.
All right.
Maybe throw it back. Throw it back. How about that?
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, just like, yeah, whatever.
Give it to the closest kid in your section.
Right.
Like, here you go. All right, good.
I don't want this ball. But yeah, either way,
sorry to throw you off.
But the lineup.
Talking about Cassie's.
I know. Well, for as good as they were fundamentally on Tuesday, like Wednesday was a bit of a step back, but they did grind some at bats late. Mm-hmm. So you take that.
They were down 1-0 in the ninth inning, yes. And they won the baseball game. Like, every time you do that, like, props.
They've looked tougher, which is what I want. Like, the feeble.
Mentally tougher.
The feeble at bats from over the weekend and most of the Dodgers series were annoying. And it just, I don't know why they can't just, and it's baseball, I get it, but like, you had the plan Tuesday, just like,
do the same thing,
just be locked in more.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been good. And I think the Bryce came back, they thought that was going to solve everything. And now they're settling back into having Bryce back. And now on Saturday, they're getting Ranger back, which I can't wait for. I can't wait. Like I said this last podcast, I do think that getting Ranger back matters more than getting Bryce back.
It's a wild thing to say, buddy. But I get it. I mean, logically, I get it. It's a wild
thing. They need him. They absolutely need Ranger to get back to being Ranger because...
I can't believe he's out this long. Like, remember when it first happened? They're like, not even doing an MRI.
I know. Well, again...
I will never get taken by the not even doing an MRI again. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, that's why wake me up in a week with the Alvarado thing.
I know. He
could be needing Tommy John next week.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I agree.
So, but getting Ranger back, like, just giving them the length, and now if Nola Wheeler start rolling a little bit, Ranger gets rolling, hopefully. Like, then...
Walker potentially could get rolling. Like,
should.
That last outing was good.
He should get rolling. I don't think he's cooked.
I think he's going to be a guy who'll give you, like, 3 good starts and then a horrible one. Like, you think he's going to be that guy for you.
And you just have to hope he stays healthy because that was the selling point to having him over Eflin.
Yeah.
Was that he's going to stay healthier, mm-hmm. which is hilarious because he's been hurt for most
of his whole career. Like, only the last couple of years has he been, like...
I know.
I mean, he missed full years early in his career.
Yes. Yeah. But we don't talk about that. He's an innings eater now.
He's consistent.
That's what he does. Yeah. So, getting the starting staff back rolling... just makes this whole thing way easier, you know, and makes the bullpen be better, not tiring guys out, not having to overwork Alvarado early in the season so he gets hurt. So I can't wait. And it's a tough spot having to go into Coors for your first start of the year, but either way, like getting him back rolling, they could just, again, start of the show. you smell the run coming. Part of it has to do with Ranger coming back, baby.
All right. Take back, my friend.
All right. I kind of just did this a little, like five minutes ago.
Ooh.
But I realized the three things in life that make me the most angry.
Ooh, I like this. This is a great path to go down.
I got
to
be honest, I don't get angry at anything. Like, I really don't.
So, inside baseball, I can actually confirm this. Like, Jack is about as, like, you could even, like, sometimes Elliot will be purposefully, like, trying to make Jack angry, and it won't work. Like, you are really good at staying mellow. With
Didn't used to be.
Now, me, on the other.
Ooh, bad at it.
I mean, I just freaked out about getting a foul ball to game.
Yeah, you ruin a kid's day.
I get angry really quick.
The kid was like, oh my gosh, I caught a foul ball. But James Seltzer wants me to throw it back.
Yes. Literally to the point where in the car sometimes Emily will like not drive me because she'd be like, you get too angry.
Right. That's good. That's good, healthy
stuff.
It's
very healthy, yes.
I'm
better than I used to be.
Like, for example, got a minor fender bender the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Got out of the car. There was a little bit of damage or whatever. It was like not anything real. Uh-huh. And I was like, you want to just, like, I got to go to work.
You are something else.
Yeah, I got out. I was like, would your foot slip off the thing and hit my car? Like, all right, it's all good. Like, handshake, and I got to work.
You are someone else. You are unbelievable.
I was like, I'm good. Like, I'm okay.
It's very believable, actually.
And it's like, yeah, I got to go, you know. I got to get a big show today. I just don't get angry at really
you don't.
Anything.
You really
pretty,
don't.
Pretty calm.
So what are the three things?
The three things that make me the most angry. Yeah. Bad driving.
Yes.
Whether it's traffic, people being bad, yes. Whatever. Yeah. Bad radio.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you how true this is.
Very bad.
I would get texts from Jack, like nothing to do with anything, all of a sudden just like crushing someone or something and being like, I can't listen to this. I'll be like, okay.
Yep. Bad driving, bad radio, and bad baseball.
That's a good list for you.
I was so like mad yesterday at not getting the bunts down.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a May 10th game against the Blue Jays. And I was like pacing my living room. I was like, you're major leaguers. Like just
this is the simplest
just
skill you
get
could possibly
the freaking
learn.
Bunt down. Like someone's got to teach them how to do it. Like there's no scenario where you should not be able to get a bunt down. Mm-hmm. You are a major leaguer.
I couldn't agree more.
Do it. Yep. Like, dude, it's not hard. I promise you it's not hard.
Yeah, I agree.
So, three things. Bad driving, bad radio, bad baseball.
It's a great list.
Thank you.
Bad driving is the one that makes me angry. I'm with you.
Good. So, Alec Bohm.
Yes. I'm happy you brought up Bohm.
Like.
Yes. Because might not know this. He's not hit home run in a little while.
A long time. Long time.
Got really excited about that.
I know. And it's just. Like, he's getting back to doing what he was doing a lot of last year, which is, like, slap hits.
Yeah, he slapped.
You know, and it's just like, early in the season, he had it. Like, he spring training, it was like, bang, you're lifting the ball. Swing looks fluid. And it just, he will still get hits. He's going to be a good hitter. He's a good, solid hitter. But, like, it feels like we're trending back to 15 home run Alec Bohm.
Yeah, it does.
Rather than 25 home run Alec Bohm. And the 25 home run Alec Bohm is a guy that you can play at first base. By the way, first base defense has been really good.
Like, phenomenal.
Yes.
Like, he hasn't, like, made amazing plays or whatever, but he has been so solid out there.
But having a 15 home run first baseman.
You can't have it. You can't, especially when your third baseman is another guy who's going to give you, like, 8 home runs or whatever
it
is. Yeah.
So, I don't know what the change. There's nothing they can really do about it. But it feels like in spring training they were doing a concerted effort to get him to lift and drive the baseball. And it's just, in watching him recently, it's back to just like driving the ball into the ground over and over again.
It feels like every bat.
Like, there was a game, was it Tuesday, where he just grounded the shortstop like 3 straight at bats on like first pitches? Like, come on, man. Like, come on. Like, get the ball out of the ballpark. Yep. Drive it. Like, what is this? What is this?
Like, the at-bat with the bases loaded.
I know.
Like, the ground.
No, he hit it hard.
He hit it hard, but it was a ground ball to first base, man. Like,
I know.
Yes, bases loaded, one out. My dude, it's a grounder to first.
I know. So, I really, like, this lineup, if he is back to lifting the baseball, is just stupid. It's a stupid lineup if he can get back to doing that.
No, I'm with you. So. Especially with like what we've talked about, the one thing this team is kind of missing from an offensive perspective is pop.
Yep. And Bryce is going to take a little bit to get his home run power back. I know he had the home run over the weekend, but still, like, I just think he's going to take him
all. He hasn't hit a lot of, like, he's not had close ones. Like, he's been hitting well, but he has not been driving the ball.
Right.
And that may take time.
Of course it takes time. So, that's something that I would like to see them get back to doing and making a concerted effort to try to get him to drive the baseball. So, but other than that, again, Ron's coming.
I got one more Harper thing for you that I forgot about. We talked about last time. What do you think the process is with the sometimes batting gloves, sometimes not?
I think it's just whatever he feels comfortable.
You think
with.
It's just like a in the moment, like I feel it's weird. Like I don't ever, like we talk about all the time. They're non-batting glove guys. The Cameron Rupps and the Will Myers, like dudes who just, I don't use batting gloves. That's the way I hit. Is Cameron Rupp one?
Cameron Rupp used batting gloves.
Did he? Then maybe I'm thinking of another. Did Phillies have?
Are you thinking of Jason Kendall?
Well, Jason Kendall was a different team, but he was a no batting gloves guy. I feel like the Phillies had a catcher who was a no batting gloves guy.
It was definitely
Sal Fasano might have been a no batting gloves guy.
Paul Bacco?
Paul Bacco.
No, I'm just kidding.
Either way, Chris Coast, I don't know.
No, Coast he did.
Either way, there are guys who are just, they're the no batting gloves guys. Like, good for you. Moises Alou, like all these guys. I've never seen someone who goes back and forth. No, I've never seen it.
I think it's like if he doesn't get a hit,
like,
then he'll go back.
No gloves, and then it's like, he's a psycho.
He's always changing.
He really is.
Except what it may, we talked about this last podcast, has not changed his swing, which is good.
Which is good.
I'll take that.
You got any final thoughts, my friend?
I am not excited about going to Coors. They never play well in Coors.
Dude, I hate Coors. It's like a freaking house ours. And the Rockies are like 15-25 or whatever they are. I'm terrified to go out there.
It's always the wackiest, weirdest losses.
Yeah. And again, I think ever since 2018, we'll just never forget it.
No.
Like that alone. Like they could have won every game they've played in Coors since 2018. They perfect in 3-for-3 in 20, 4-for-4, whatever it is, every year. And I would still feel uncomfortable going to Coors just because of 2018.
Now, I don't think he's pitching this weekend for the Phillies in Coors, but I just always feel like it's Velasquez.
I know.
It's always Velasquez at Coors.
I know.
It's never
like
going
how you're
well.
Like, no, I don't think he's pitching.
I don't think he's pitching this weekend for the Phillies. Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised if I tune in for Sunday.
All of a sudden, oh my God, Vinny, how'd that happen?
Oh, he's back. Even though, like, he had a good
stretch. Pirates loaned him to us for a day.
He had a good stretch.
And he's on the IL, I think.
A good little stretch there.
He had a great stretch. He's been pitching well for them.
It's awful. What if
if Vinny's good for another,
No. Okay. Worse.
Because that would be
worse. I have something worse for you. Uh-oh. What if he's their trade deadline acquisition?
Oh, stop. No.
Come on, man. Bring Vinny home.
Stop. That is worse.
Bring
You're
Vinny
right.
home.
That is way worse.
No, I already have my deadline acquisition.
Look at you. Really? I wish everyone could have seen the face that Jack just made to me because he was just like, no, I'm dead serious. Like that face you just made to me was like, no, I really do. I have it.
I'm just saying I hope you're ready for Dylan Cease to be a Philly.
Don't toy with me, man. Like don't just throw that out there. Like, are you kidding me? Like, don't do
that. Dylan Cease. He's been terrible, by the way.
He's been horrible. He's got like a 5-something ERA.
Yeah, and don't even get me started on Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn is ruining.
Let me guess. You want to be fantasy?
I have an insane fantasy baseball team this year. Like, he is going to cost me a ring. I have four things that make me angry. Bad driving, bad radio, bad baseball, and Lance freaking Lynn.
That's a fair one.
Like, the Royals, Lance? Listen to this lineup, all right? I know people love listening to fantasy lineups.
It's a thing everyone loves.
Salvador Perez, yeah. Christian Walker, Jonathan India, Matt Chapman, Jeremy Pena, Julio Rodriguez, Betts, Tatis, Olsen.
That's pretty good.
That's stupid.
That's pretty good. Right
and there. Then it's Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn. Nestor Cortez is great. Like, whatever. Hunter Brown is
good.
And then Freddie Peralta is good. And then Zach Eflin. It's Lance Lynn. Yeah. That's the guy.
It's tough, buddy.
That lineup is a championship lineup.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a championship lineup right there.
Lance Lynn.
Yeah.
They might DFA him.
I was about to say, he might not be on your fantasy too much longer. Wait. I mean, I'd take a shot.
Can we fix him?
Hell yeah. I mean, come on. We got Caleb Cotham. Who can't we fix?
Right. Well, maybe they'll teach him a cutter.
Seriously, even though he has one. Back to the original thing, like, I would do a lot of things to get Dylan Cease on the
Dylan Cease.
I'll just say that. He is as fun to watch as maybe anyone in the league. Like, just the movement, the Like, I feel like when you watch it, he's on the short list of guys you watch and say the most times during a game, like, holy bleep, how did he do that? No. Like, he's that kind of pitcher.
Yeah. Man. Dylan Cease. I'm just saying.
Probably would not be cheap.
No, it would be Abel plus.
Yeah, a plus. Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, plus, plus. It might be Abel and McGarry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably.
Let's do it. Dylan Cease going to win a World Series.
Wow.
Rooting against Dylan Cease until the trade deadline now.
Well, they can get him for cheaper.
That's my point.
So, Vince Velasquez is going to be their trade deadline acquisition.
Dylan Cease.
And he is not pitching for the Phillies to begin. Although, last bad image before we get out of here.
This is great. Thank you for rolling these out.
I'm just, because I have to be honest with people.
Of course,
I have to tell you what I've been thinking about.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I do not want to think about this series being 1-1 with Nola starting in Coors. It's not, not at all.
No, win the first two.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's just, that feels like a meltdown day.
Yeah.
If I could picture what a meltdown day would be.
7 runs in the fourth inning type of day, yes.
That's a meltdown day. Yeah. I try to get out in front of them so I don't get too angry in the moment.
Yeah.
That feels like a meltdown.
That's a meltdown day.
I mean, by the way, if they did win 2 straight, no way they went on Sunday.
No. No, they're not sweeping Colorado. They're just not.
Not possible.
No. 2 of 3, I'll be ecstatic.
Even though we helped them with their tarp in 07.
Yeah, right? I know. And we let them beat us in 07.
Yep.
Could have won that series if we wanted to.
Well, get me to the plate, boys. That's what they're holding against us.
Huh?
They're holding get me to the plate, boys, against us.
Are they still holding it? Get over it.
Get over it.
You won the series.
Well, not 09.
The first one, not 09. You won the 07 series.
Yeah.
Got a series on us.
So, again, just please, don't lose 2 of 3.
Yeah. The run. All right. He's hurt himself.